Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. Well, here we are. It is our very first episode on the Heart of the Home podcast. First, I want to thank you so much for listening. It's always a little bit scary starting something new, and I'm grateful for everyone who downloads this episode, shares it with your friends, tells everyone they know. This is an exciting new venture. For the first episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about why I started this podcast and give you all an idea of what you can expect in future episodes. I believe that home is the most important place on the planet for you and your family. It's where you share joy, sorrow, where you dream, where you cry, where you find comfort. Home is where you can be your most vulnerable, and in turn, where you can be your most inspired. It's the center of your universe, and if your home is beautiful, functional, and uniquely you, it changes the way you live. It changes your life. In my childhood home is where I first felt my very first DIY itch. My father, a self-made scientist who grew up very poor in Mexico, instilled the value of self-reliance in me. If you wanted something done, you had to roll up your sleeves and figure out a way to do it. It may be messy and imperfect, but it'll be fun. And what pride you'll feel when you complete a project. My dad enthusiastically guided me through any project that I could dream up. A playhouse, a treehouse, even homemade gymnastics equipment, which I won't say was the most safe. His joy and love of a good project rubbed off on his creative little girl. Now, my mother long struggled with debilitating health issues, which in many ways encouraged me to be a homemaker from a very young age. I taught myself to bake and cook. I constantly rearranged the furniture in my dollhouses as well as in our home. And when I wanted to redecorate my room again and again and again, my dad happily drove me to the hardware store to pick out paint and anything else I wanted. The answer was always yes. No project was off limits. If we didn't know how to do something, it was always fun to just figure it out together. The Heart of the Home continues in just a moment. Hey guys, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about today's sponsor, Stagg Design. Stagg Design gives you beautiful products you can mix and match effortlessly to create your perfect home. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. Now, fast forward to my very first year of college and my first serious relationship, and meeting the parents, of course, was a big deal, and I can still remember the glow of light coming from my boyfriend's home's windows. The moment I walked in, I could instantly feel something powerful. What was it? It was more than just pretty furniture and paint, which their home certainly had. No, it wasn't the furnishings. Their home had a soul. It was almost as if it was a living, breathing organism. Everywhere I looked, I saw the family stamp. Projects and personal touches branded into the home's DNA. His mother, who was a very talented artist, had given this house life. His father and mother had created this home, and it felt so completely them. Now, I didn't end up marrying that man. I married somebody else, but I saw my future family's home and I knew I wanted that feeling. And when John and I got married, I was on a mission to make our house our home, even on a student budget. I honed my design skills in our house and by helping friends and family. And while John was in law school, I worked for a local design center putting together vignettes on the weekends. And then we would tackle remodeling projects together in between our full-time job shifts or full-time school. We renovated home after home after home while both working full-time, fearlessly diving into projects our friends and family thought we were crazy for taking on. After the birth of our first daughter, I did something brave. I quit my longtime job in journalism and I launched a design blog where I documented projects and the design of our home. And I knew I was on to something when within the first 6 months, it was awarded Blog of the Year by the editors of Better Homes and Gardens and Domino. And I had design clients reaching out to me from all over the world. Now, designing a beautiful home is certainly something that I'm passionate about because I've seen the impact it has on my life and my family's lives. But our home is more than just a collection of pretty things put together the right way. Home is the center of our whole world and where some of the very most important moments of my life have happened. I am so fascinated with the way that people live and really digging into what makes them who they are. A home really is an extension of its inhabitants. And this podcast will not only be a place where I share my very best design and DIY advice, but also where I'll interview some pretty amazing guests and delve into their homes, their professions, and share what makes their houses into homes. So here we go. Together, let's get to the heart of the home. Episode one is complete. I can't wait to share the next one. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.